Blog Talk Radio.
Sandra has been on assignment and it is all good, but I had to take a few moments and make sure I can stay connected to those who continue to support this radio experience and continue to spread the word. And I mean, it is growing, and that is a good thing because God is shifting, and I am excited. I am Miss Sandra. Welcome to Legacy Leva Worldwide Empower Radio, radio like none other, and I mean that. And I pray that you are having an awesome, fantabulous, wonderful day. And even when things are breaking out around you and it seems like a dark cloud is trying to hover over your head, Miss Sandra says, take a moment right now and reflect on some good things that has happened in your life. Think about some great things that is going to happen. Don't look at your situation or circumstance right now because it may leave you in a depressed state. And if it's some sorrow that you're feeling because maybe a loss of a loved one or some things have happened that, you know, you're trying to shake it, I'm praying right now that God's grace is peace and his favor rest upon you heavily. May somebody call you that will, you know, take uplift you and get your mind to thinking about something great, something spectacular, something that will maybe spark you into moving forward. Miss Sandra just came by to just speak some life into you today because this is the day that the Lord has made. And you know what? You have to make a decision that you will rejoice and be glad in it. Notice it didn't say when things are going great. Notice it did not say when the sun is shining. Notice it did not say when your money is flowing right. It said make a decision that you're going to rejoice regardless of anything that is going on. So Miss Sandra wanted to just take some time to speak life in you today. I'm only going to be on for a short while, but I got a powerful, impactful word. I'm not going to play any music. You're just going to hear me talk today because, you know, I got some people say, why don't you just come on and start talking? I said, we don't want to always hear me talk, but I'm going to, you know, just take a moment to just uplift your spirit today. But before I get right into that, remember what I've told you. Start your day off with some prayer. I'm telling you, talking about prayer to change things. No, prayer can break some spiritual curses. Prayer can break some generational curses that have been going down through your bloodline. You wondering why things are not coming together as far as financial. It could be some things that you're dealing with that you were just born into. Not necessarily that you caused, but you were just born into, and you're wondering why you keep fighting this stuff, and it just seems like it's not moving. This principality is still fighting you on every hand concerning a certain situation, and it could be something that's back in your bloodline that needs to be broken. And the only thing sometimes that can help or to make it happen comes by means of fasting and praying. So, you know, prayer Monday through Friday. Miss Sandra says, join the international prayer call. When I say international, that's exactly what I mean. It is an international prayer call hosted by my bishop, my spiritual father, Bishop Eddie L. Long. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to First Lady, Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family, and all my new birth family and all those connected with New Birth. Thank y'all so much for continuing to support my bishop and to keep him listed. He's the host for the prayer call Monday through Friday. And when I said again, international prayer call, I'm talking about countries around the entire world. And I'm telling you, it's continuing to expand. So you don't want to miss the move of God. You don't want to miss the Bible. When he said one to put a thousand, two, 10,000. So if you have thousands of people coming together each week, connecting on God's word, praying and believing with one mind, one sound, guess what? God has to move. Not God is going to move. He has to move because his word will never return back to him void. So he has to move concerning your behalf. Sickness cannot stay. Doubt cannot stay. Fear has to go. Generational curses have to get broken. Breakthrough has to manifest. Those things that you believe in has to come to pass, because if not, then his word will be nothing. So he's not going to let his word fail. He said heaven and earth is going to pass away, and we're still here. So that means his word is already working. Amen. So again, it's Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number is 559-726-1050 or 530-881-1050. And if you want to be like me, you want to log on by via internet, because you want to make sure, you know, you have other people that may not have internet can call in on the prayer line. You can also log on to www.newbirthlive.tv. Let me say that one more time. It's www.newbirthlive, that's all one word, .tv, and be connected right into the prayer line. Again, that's Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the host being my very own bishop, whom I love so much, and that's Bishop Eddie L. Long. And we're so excited because it's only two more days before the gathering. And some of you are saying, well, what in the world is the gathering? Well, the gathering is people from around the world are coming to New Birth in Lithonia, Georgia, 6400 Woodrow Road, Lithonia, Georgia. The zip code is 3003. We are coming together to pray and believe as one. You heard what I said. To pray and believe together in God as one. Some of you have been praying for family members to get saved for like 20 years. They ain't saved yet. Guess what? We're coming together and we're going to pray. I guarantee you, those people that you've been praying for years, they're going to get saved. Not only are they going to get saved, but honey, they're going to get filled with the Holy Spirit and they're going to get discipled. Amen. I'm telling you, last year it was off the chain. We had over 4,000 or 5,000 people last year. It's going to double because God is always going to supersede himself. I'm telling you, I don't know what God is going to do. I just see God in the spirit with a big cape on, like, dun, 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 dun. Like, how you like me now? I just believe people are, they getting off the exit to come to the church, they're just going to feel the Holy Spirit. They're going to feel the glory of God. And by the time they get on the parking lot, I believe healing is already going to take place. Those who can't see, going to see. Those who are bound in wheelchairs going to get up and start running. Those who had to use a cane ain't going to have to use a cane no more. I'm just trusting and believing in God to do the super miraculous that only he could do. All he needed to do was have some people that believed in him, that called him by his name, that humbled themselves, and they came together and they prayed and they repented of their sins and they sought his way and they seeking after him. I just truly believe now that we're all together on one accord, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. I believe some people who can come in broke ain't going to leave millionaires or multi-millionaires before the night is over, before they leave out of Georgia. I'm telling you, it's free. You can go on the New Birth website, newbirth.org. You can register. It's all free. And if you don't have time to register because you're like, I want to be part of this, then get in your caravan, get in your car, get in your Jeep, pickup truck, however you're going to get here, Greyhound, Peter Pan, however you're going to do it, you're going to fly, Delta, AirTran, all that. We got all the airline, major airlines that come to the airport. Get here as soon as you can. Get here now. We'll worry about the registration when you get here. If you don't have time to register, just get here. You don't want to miss. I'm telling you, Atlanta will never be the same again because the vision of one man, Bishop Eddie L. Long, to bring people from around the world to come together and pray as one. I'm telling you, don't want to miss it. It's this Friday, June 29th, and Saturday, June 30th. And they also have a youth segment. Everything begins on Friday at 7 p.m., but you want to get here early because people are, I'm telling you, there's people that's calling me, asking me where else can they find a hotel because the hotels are near the church or anywhere in the vicinity of the church are booked. Yes, booked. I'm excited. Booked to come pray. Oh, come on. You better tell me God ain't got some stuff up in his goody bad tree. Oh, yeah, you know he got some good treats he put to give his family, give his children who diligently seek him. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Again, go on newbirth.org to register. If you don't have time to register, don't matter. Get here. We'll take care of you when you get here. Again, June 29th and 30th this weekend. You don't want to miss it. All right, so I have a little bit more time left. And Miss Sandra wants to tell you that I've also been nominated to receive a Black Essence Grammy Award on October 6, 2012. And it's just, God is doing some great and awesome things. You can check out my page at www.blackessencegrammy.ning.com/profile/LaSandra, LYSONDRA. JUNEANHARDY. Don't be laughing at my middle name. It's country. I know my parents are originally from Georgia. Yes, it's country. Junine. Yes, that's my middle name. Okay, don't be laughing at my middle name. But anyway, let's get right into the word. And today's topic is talking about it's never too late. God is still calling your name. Let me say that again. It's never too late. God is still calling your name. And some of you, God has called you to do some great and awesome things, and you're looking at your age, you're looking at your wallet, you're looking at your education, you're looking at where you at in life, and some of us, we get stuck on, well, I should have been further in life than I am now. You need to stop focusing on that. That is not what God called you to focus on. God said, I'm still calling your name. It's not too late. It's not too late for you to go out and get that degree that you've been wanting to get. It's not too late to go ahead on and open up that business. It's not too late to go ahead and fall in love and get married and start a family. God did not say anything about age. You want to see why? I can prove it to you. Let's go to the word. Okay, because this story is so huge, I have to, like, you know, I don't have time to go through all of the books, all of the chapters, but in Genesis 15, it starts talking about Abram. At the time of Abram, God made a covenant with Abram, and then he told Abram that, you know, no, I'm not going to leave you, you know, for your servants to inherit. I'm going to give you a son. And he's like, and you're going to be father of many nations. So, okay, so he was already in his 70s already when God was telling him this. Okay, then it goes down to Genesis 17 and it talks about the covenant with Abram. Not only did he have a covenant with Abram, but when he told him what he was getting ready to do, he changed his name to Abraham. He changed his wife's name from Sarai to Sarah. I mean, we're talking about people that society or the medical field say, okay, you're beyond your childbirthing years. Come on, Abram, you know, okay, you might still got some spark there. You can still create babies. But Sarah, her stuff done dried up, and she ain't no way in the world she can hold the baby the full term. And some of you, you feel like you're like, okay, I'm in my mid-40s, and I believe, you know, God's called me in this time to get married and start a family. But God, you know, I'm almost about near the 50-mile mark, and I don't know if I can do this. You know, that's just too old. I don't know if I can have me some more children. God is saying, look, it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm still calling your name. I'm still calling your name about that business. I'm still calling your name about you earning that degree. I'm still calling you your name. I feel the Holy Spirit. Some of you, he say, I'm still calling you to pastoralship. I didn't give you no age when you was going to start. Some of you felt because you didn't start back in your 20s or 30s that now that you're in your 40s, your late 40s, 50s, maybe even 60s, that it's too late to even start planning a church. But if God is still speaking to you strongly about that, you must do what God has called you to do. Let me tell you when it's too late. It's too late when they're about to cremate your body or they're about to put you 6 feet under. That's when it's too late. As long as you still have breath in your body, you can hear my voice via this airwave, then it's still not too late. What has God called you to do that your name is still wanted, and he said it's still good, and it is so. Then he said this. Let's go to Genesis 17. Now it says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. And I'm reading in the NIV, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Let me read that one more time. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase in your numbers. Now, let's jump down to 17. Abraham fell face down because in between that, all that, what he did, God done changed the names and everything else and made covenant and changed the names of everybody. Now we're down here. Let's go here to verse 15. Let's go to verse 15. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful, and he will greatly increase in number. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. I had to stop laughing. I just had to stop and start laughing. Okay, she's 90. He's 99. Abraham laughing, saying, are you sure I'm supposed to be a father at 100 years old? I mean, I got Ishmael. But God said that's not good enough. Some of y'all trying to make something that you think supposed to be blessed. God said, okay, I'm going to bless it, but it ain't the promise. It's not the covenant. What has God given you that he made a promise between you and him? What covenant promise has he said that it's not too late? It may seem like it's not coming together, but today I'm telling you, believe in what you don't see. What has God spoken to you in your barren state? What has God spoken to you when it was all dry around you? You need to wake up. You need to sit up and speak to those bones and tell those bones they're going to live. God has not forgotten about you. God has not changed his word about you. His word for you is still alive. It still is going to manifest. He said, I'm making a covenant between you and Abraham, I'm making a covenant with you, and your child name is going to be Isaac. Wait a minute. This is what God did. Not only am I going to bless you, but I've already named your covenant promise. God has already put his name, his stamp of approval, and he has signed his John Hancock on your covenant promise. It's not too late. What is it that you are burning in your heart to do? What has he spoken to you when it was dark? What has he promised you when things at the most impossible time? Let me let's go, let's say in a word, because I only got a few more minutes left. Let's go to Genesis 18 and 13. Now, wait a minute. Let's back it up a little bit. Let's go up here to 10. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah, who was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him, Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Now, this is what I want you to hear. Verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Is there anything too hard for God? You're saying, God, this is too impossible. I'm too old for this, or I'm not qualified for this, or I don't think it's going to be me. Some of you, you are making your children miserable because God spoke the dream and the vision to you for you to do, and you feel that you're not qualified enough, or you feel that the years are going by and you can't recapture nothing, and so now you're pushing all of that into your kids, and that's not what your kids were designed or called to do. Stop trying to live your dreams through them. God has given them a word of what they're to do. You're supposed to just assist them and make sure they stay on the narrow road according to what God has called them to do. But you're trying to put what God has called you to do on them, and then you're wondering why they're rebelling. They're not supposed to live out your dream. You're supposed to live out your dream. Miss Sandra just came by to say for a few moments that it's not too late. It's not to God is still calling you for what he has called you to do. He spoke to you in Jeremiah 1:1-5 before you were placed. Before he already gave you your assignment, he told you what you were going to do. Maybe you're supposed to open up a restaurant. Maybe you're supposed to write a couple of stage plays that you always wanted to do, but you didn't do it. Maybe you wanted to go to Hollywood and try out for a movie or something. I don't know. What did God call you to do? Maybe you wanted to open up a Christian daycare. Maybe you wanted to start a school program that's in-home, but you wanted to bring all different nationalities together. I don't know. What is God called? Maybe he wanted you to open up a shelter to feed the hungry and clothe the homeless. Maybe he's telling you to go across seas in Africa or Asia and do missions work, but you feel it's too late. You feel you don't have the time. You feel that the years have gone by when you thought you should have done it. But no, God said, I hear God saying that all of that was trained to prepare you for now. Your season is now. If you're supposed to be pastoring, it's not too late. If you're supposed to be a doctor, it's not too late. If you're supposed to be speaking around the world, it's not too late. If you're supposed to be an artist, it's not too late. Whatever God is calling, it's not too late. Some of you, he told you to write books, and you haven't wrote not one thing yet. You're always giving excuses why. And then you want to push everybody else to do their thing, but what has God called you to do? It's never too late. It's not too late. You cannot live according to what man says. You have to live according to what God's word says. Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth. Abraham was about 100 years old when Isaac was born. God already had named their promise, and he did not take back his word. And we are still heirs of the promise. And so if he did it for Abraham and he did it for Sarah, what is he going to do for you? Miss Sandra wants to encourage you. Maybe you're saying you want to get saved, but you're feeling too late. No, it's never too late to get saved. All you got to do is confess with your mouth Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead on the third day. Guess what the word of God says in Romans 10 and 9? You are saved. You shall be saved. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. I don't care what you study, what you learn. There's no other way except through his son, Jesus Christ. And when you come through the son, you get the father. You get the prize. You get everything. And so if you've never confessed him, confess him now that he is Jesus Christ the Lord. You need him in your life. And then from there, now once you're saved, that's the good part. Now you need to get trained and discipled. Miss Sandra needs you to pray, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to where you're supposed to be connected, because you need to be connected to a shepherd, a leader, a pastor. You need to be connected to people that are about teaching the word, dividing the word of truth. You need to make sure that your foundation is strong and stable, so when things come up against you, you're not tossed to and fro and running back and forth, but you are stabilized and you are grounded and you are rooted. And so you need to get discipled. You need to get in some classes. You need to get nurtured. You need to get fed so you can come off that bottle. I wish I was in the parking lot. I would say something else, but you need to come off that bottle so that you can grow. Amen. My time is almost up. I just want to, again, encourage you and say to you, it's never too late. It's not too late. The only time it's too late is when you're not breathing anymore and they're getting ready to make a decision whether they're going to cremate you or they're going to put you 6 feet under if you don't have a will. And I'm going to say this, too. Maybe some of you need to go get a will done. Maybe you need to get a living will done, and then you need to get a will done that's after you're gone. And you've been hesitating and contemplating, going back and forth and procrastinating because you don't want to think about death because you're getting a little bit older. No, go ahead on now. Look, in the 20s and 30s, I was already making my will out and everything else. In my 20s and 30s, but I already know I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. A to the men. Because he said in Psalms 91, those who love him, he said he'll show me his salvation. He'll give me long life. He said long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I don't ever say life is too short because that's speaking some stuff. Let me tell you something. Abraham died when he was 175 years old. After Sarah died, he got remarried and had some old children in his hundreds. Come on, somebody. See, when God speaks one word to you, but you can still have pleasure after you about 100, Abraham said, okay, I'm going to give me another wife. Adam had some more children. He had some more children, and he died at a ripe old age of 175 years old. It did not say he was sick. It did not say he was ready to die. He said he was at a ripe old age, and he was enjoying life. Life is too full of life not to enjoy it. Enjoy life. Learn to enjoy life. Don't say life is too short. Say life is too full of life not to enjoy it. Amen. So Miss Sandra says, put this word to practice this week. It's not too late. What has God called you to do? Keep moving forward. Stay focused. And I said something today. Stop having conversations with people that leave you depressed and confused. Get around some folk that make your babies leap, that make your dreams come alive, that make you seem like your vision is right there and you can reach out and grab it, that makes you want to run up a mountain, even though you ain't never climbed a mountain, but what they bring to the table with you makes you want to stand on top of the mountain and just worship and praise God in a loud voice. Get around those people. Stop hanging around folk that ain't going nowhere and think it's small-minded and they waiting to see before they believe. No, 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 no. Your vision is too big for that. All right, allow God to continue to increase your faith. Allow him to continue to take you where you need to be. Miss Sandra loves you. Be blessed until I talk to you again. Let's go in peace, love, and unity. Love you.